Hello, this is Bianca Westwood from Gillette Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports, and you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello, I'm Shane Lees and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast, and joining me this week I've got Nick Davey.
Merry Christmas!
In quite a few days. I've got Richard Hero Hudson.
Good evening!
I've got Anthony Kendrick.
Hello, it's not quite Christmas yet, but hello.
Great introduction, and I've got Chris Lappin.
Evening. I remember my notes this week, so I'll be able to talk a bit more.
Okay, we're going to get straight in with the very depressing news that Gary Neville is now a football manager at Valencia.
Hooray!
And that is depressing news.
Not good for Sky Sports.
Yeah, because Monday Night Football. That's no more. And no commentary. No Neville commentary.
Well, he's the best pundit.
But we've still got Jamie Carragher, though.
Well, he needs subtitles.
The only reason Jamie Carragher was good was because Gary Neville was there, too. Otherwise, he's just an annoying scouse knob.
I think we've lost the best pundit there is on TV, to be honest with you.
I'm one of the best commentators.
And I'm going to assume Henri's going to replace him on Monday Night Football.
Oh, but that's not the same. It's not. They don't have the same dynamic.
Right, I think they could get someone else. Maybe they should get Jamie Redknapp. He's quite good because he once said Joe Hart.
That's too much Liverpool again.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they might get Scholes or someone in. Or
I would hope so, because the reason Carragher and Neville worked so well is because it was Liverpool and United. They actually had banter as well as knowing their stuff. With Henri,
that was a bit boring, though. It would all be a bit
respectful, wouldn't it?
Oh, what's Skulls on that?
Nicky Butt. Nicky Butt.
Okay, but right, we'll not talk about the punditry too much, even though I'm sure we're all disappointed about that. But Gary Neville to Valencia, do we think he can be a success there?
Yeah.
It's a tricky one. From what I've read up on it, Valencia fans are along the lines of sort of Real Madrid for being notoriously difficult to keep happy. The fact that he doesn't speak pretty much a word of Spanish, it's quite clear that he's been brought in there because he's Peter Lim's mate.
Is he being brought in because...
Doesn't Phil Neville speak a bit of Spanish? Phil Neville.
Yeah, Phil Neville's been learning Spanish. He's been coaching there for a while.
And he's got his Spanish coaches, so he could just get them to translate what he wants.
He's promoted the youth team manager up to the first team. He's going to be involved in the coaching, and he's Spanish.
So. Yeah, to be fair, though, I think when you're on the training ground, getting your messages across is not too difficult. I know I was sick, because you can sort of pull them to one side and everything, and it will get through. It's just when you're on the dugout on a match day, that must be a bit more difficult, because you have to sort of scream a message across, and obviously, that might be a bit difficult. But honestly,
I think the other way around as well is like how many sort of foreign managers come into the English game.
Well, yeah, that's what they always say, isn't it? It's easy to get
Pochettino.
Even though you like most managers, perhaps that come into our game, they might not know English. Pretty much everyone in the world knows a bit of English.
Yeah, they know a moderate amount. Spanish is only really dumb.
Spanish, across the continent. What will Gary Neville know? He'll know how to order two beers.
I have to say, the translation thing will be interesting, especially if Phil Neville's translating, because it will be translating a thick Mancunian accent into a slightly less thick Mancunian accent with broken Spanish.
All he needs to know is what night is Chippy night.
Phil Neville sent up. He said, "I'm exercising on the beach," but he said, "I'm masturbating on the beach."
Okay, but right, seriously though, Gary Neville as an appointment, do we think this is like the right step for him, or maybe should he have taken a smaller club and tried to work from there? If he was going to try and go into management, clearly he was. Do we think he's gone to a right kind of club to develop abroad? What do we think on this?
Am I right in saying he's claimed he's turned down like several jobs in like the last 2 years in England? More than several. I mean, shitloads. I mean, like about 20 to 40.
I think going to England would have been the easy option for him, because he could have probably got a Premier League job pretty easily. I think he's been brave in what he's done. If you look at what David Moyes did at Sociedad, like he was criticised for his lack of Spanish. He didn't learn Spanish properly. Like some of the players knew English, but there was a big problem with that. I think what he's done is very brave, and I think he'll do well. But I think he could have quite easily got a decent Premier League job and just played it safe, but he's not done that.
Well, it might have been brave, but was it necessarily wise? Was it a correct decision? Because, as we said, he could have got a Premier League job. Valencia, it's a difficult country to go and manage in Spain, especially if you're an Englishman. They don't like us very much. The Spanish not like us. It's a difficult crowd to go and please. And his tactics may not end up being to the favour of the Spanish crowds, who like a very particular brand of football. Whereas with an English club, he's already got good credit in this country. He could have, maybe, if it had gone a bit bad, he coasted off. I think in Spain, they're going to be prone to turn on him very quickly. And it could be a very disastrous first start.
They may be prone to turn on him, but he is pretty much bestest buds with the chairman.
And hasn't he got his first game on Sky?
Well, they play Barca at the weekend, but that's not going
to
be on.
No, his first game's the Champions League.
I think he has to worry a bit more about the Spanish press rather than the English press. If anyone's going to save him, it'll be the Spanish press. And not that. But he has said he wants to emulate Mauricio Pochettino. That's the manager he said he most wants to emulate.
Because he's amazing.
I'd say he's
I think he's amazing.
I think he's done a really good job.
He's pretty good. He's all right.
Now he's at a big club, he's doing all right.
Go fuck yourself. I think Pochettino gets a lot of credit, but I think Pochettino's problem, and I know for some reason we're now talking about Pochettino, is he does very well with the lesser players. Like he did at Southampton, he brought through players who nobody thought were going to be that good and made them quite good. He's done the same at Tottenham. Not sure how he is when it comes to the best players. Not sure he can properly motivate them. But yeah, talking about Gary Neville, he wants to sort of have the sort of the pressing system, similar to, you know, Jurgen Klopp, that kind of thing. Quick passing.
They're in ninth at the moment, but they're a team that really should be doing better.
I think it's a big club, it's
like
a very
big
club.
They're like Everton, aren't they? And Everton or Tottenham.
They're 5 points off the Champions League, aren't they?
They're a bit like a Liverpool. Every year they think it's their year.
Yeah, I would say they're a Liverpool level, but they've got some very decent young players coming through. They've got Alcázar, whatever he's pronounced, the forward, and Gaia at the back. Both who are breaking into the Spanish team and both are absolute quality.
I can't really name any Valencia players.
Negredo they've got, who's not involved in the team.
Oh, yeah, he's quality.
But he's not getting in the team at the moment.
What, the beast?
That's what. He's got the wrong agent. He's not got George Mendes, so he can't play there at the moment.
Okay, I want us to move on.
George Mendes.
I want us to move on from this discussion, but I will put a little vote out for our panelists here. Who thinks Gary Neville will last more than 2 years at Valencia? And when I say last, I mean not getting sacked, not moving on of his own accord, that sort of thing. So who thinks he'll be there for longer than two years?
Who thinks he's going to get a contract at the end of the season?
Well, yeah, that stuff too. More than 2 years, that's the question. Who thinks he'll be there for
long? I don't think he will, but I think he'll leave of his own accord.
Yeah, I reckon.
I agree on that.
I think if he does well, he'll be the next United manager.
I hope he'll be the next United manager.
I reckon he'll be the next England manager.
I think he'll be sacked by this time next year. I think it is so difficult to please the Spanish crowds, especially of the big clubs. I think it was like Moyes underestimated how quickly they'd turn against him. And I just... As much as I'd want him to be a success, and I really do, I'd really like Gary Neville as a coach for England, as a pundit. I just think, for Englishmen in Spain particularly, they do not like us. It will take so little to put the crowds on his back. So I'll be the voice of opposition on that one and say that. But let's move on. And I may have sort of dug myself a little hole here, because the next topic is, why can't we support Englishmen? But no, in all seriousness, and this is a conversation that's a little bit bigger than just football, this is sport in general, why can't we support the Englishmen? Because when Tyson Fury, the heavyweight boxer, the champion of the world now, defeated Vladimir Klitschko, most people were saying before the fight, he's going to get battered. Most people were saying after the fight, what was it? He's beating up a 40-year-old. It's not a big fight. He'll just get battered in his next serious fight. Tyson Fury. People don't like James DeGale, the other fighter who won on the same night. People don't like Lewis Hamilton, who is now, what? Three-time... There's a lot of people who really don't like Hamilton. He's, what, three-time world champion now?
What's he ever done
wrong? I don't like myself.
People don't like Wayne Rooney. People don't like Raheem Sterling. It's English sportsmen who get quite successful, quite big.
But some people on the bloody forum don't like Harry Kane. What's he ever done?
Kane. The question I want to ask is why... And it's not just in football, but let's try and focus on football. Why is it in sport that we cannot support the Englishman properly?
Well, I personally do. I just think there's too many idiots out there, in my opinion.
So I'll go to Richard.
The problem with a lot of the personalities, though, is that they are idiots.
Harry Kane's not, though. And People seem to want him to stop scoring.
I'll agree with that.
An English player scoring goals, it doesn't matter. An English player is scoring goals. He's young. He's scoring in the top flight in the Premier League. We don't need to open up discussion of being one of the best leagues in the world, blah, blah, blah. But he's scoring goals at a top flight level. Shouldn't everyone be, oh, hang on, he's a young lad. He's not a bellend.
Jamie Vardy, how many people wanted Jamie Vardy to not break that record?
And what's he ever done?
Well, I didn't, because I'm a United fan.
Yeah, but United fans aside, who obviously have their own reason for it. But I just think that, I think Nick's right. I think people, when it was Harry Kane, they wanted him to stop scoring. With Rooney, people don't want him to start scoring. I don't like Rooney. I want him to start scoring, though. Because we've got our Euros at the end of this year.
Everyone knows if Rooney's on fire, he'll be our best hope.
We've got our Euros at the end of this year, so I want Rooney to start getting back into form. People don't like Sterling. And when people say the personality thing, okay, yeah, I can buy that. Most professional sportsmen at that level, they're dicks. They are dicks. But then again, it's not just English players. It's pretty much everyone. It's when people get to a certain level in this world, a certain amount of money, a certain amount of fame, they do tend to, by and large, turn into dicks. So we aren't unique in that aspect.
They get stuck in a bubble, don't they? They get completely separated from actual reality of life.
Yeah, but Englishmen are not unique to that. But English fans, as a general rule, I would say we are a lot different to foreign fans. Foreign fans do criticise their own players, they criticise their own teams and all that lot, but not to the degree we do it here. We make a point of trying to bring them down.
Well, reminds me of the sports personality of the year, how shocking it is. No Rooney on there, no James Anderson on there, no Joe Root on there.
No Rooney on the sports personality.
I can see people's arguments for Rooney because he hasn't done very well for club, but he's become England's all-time leading goal scorer.
And England captain. He's still
England captain. I think, and James Anderson, he's become England's leading wicket taker of all time, and Joe Root scored like the most runs at an Ashes series ever for an Englishman.
So it always goes to Athletics.
It's the
main part.
Yeah, Athletics, I would say, the reason I've left Athletics out of a discussion is because people only get interested in Athletics every 4 years and they never pick up that interest.
I've taken the discussion away from what it was on.
Yeah, okay, but the question is, why can't we... Why can't we support the Englishmen? What is it about us that says we don't want to support these athletes, these footballers, these boxers, these F1 drivers? Is it just that they're slightly dickish, or is it something about us, the fans, that can't appreciate
there's them? There's obviously the jealousy over how much somebody gets paid. There's always
idiot jealousy.
Rooney's on $300,000 a week, and then they'll always pull out like, "Oh, a soldier's on this much, a nurse is on this much." It's not fair.
I thank God that we don't pay soldiers $300,000 a week, because shit, our taxes would be high.
People don't think like that. People are idiots. They don't think like that. There's just too many thick people out there, like at the moment with ISIS attack. The amount of Facebook status I see where I want to like pluck my eyeballs out. It's so fucking cringeworthy reading. It's just like...
If Rooney scored the winning goal in the World Cup final, there'd still be people just go on about him shagging grannies.
Yeah, exactly. People would just be like, "Oh, Rooney's a cunt." Okay,
I will say I do agree with your point, Richard. We do in this country, and it's not just sportsmen. We don't like successful people. We really don't. When we see people as getting a bit too big for their boots, we don't like it.
But
we like people to be humble,
humble
to infinity. We like them to be. We like them to be, very successful, the best in the world. But we want him to be, just that guy from down the road, whilst also having the absolute perfect personality. It's not realistic, the kind of expectations we have.
Harry Kane kind of is, I don't really
get it. Yeah, and then even then, people are sort of wishing him to fail.
I just don't get that. I really just don't get why people want English players to fail. They're English, they represent our country, and people just,
I will try and say a bit more of a... sorry, Chris, you can go on.
I was going to say, did you see the story about Danny Simpson this week?
No, I did not.
He's been a bit naughty and he had to do some community service. So he did it in the charity shop. And then bought all the papers, just like, he turned up to his community service in his £300 million Lamborghini.
Yeah, but he's got a Lamborghini.
What was he going to do? Buy a Fiat Punto just to drive it there?
Certainly stupid. He's allowed to... If I hadn't that much money, I'd go and splash on a car. Yeah. If I went and committed a crime and I had to pay my debts to society, I'd just drive my car there.
Yeah, put your money away for a year and you're sorted for life. You don't need to do it all the time. But okay, I will say that I'll try and say a bit of a wider point, and I think there is a bit of a culture as British people in general, and I do think it comes from the days of when we were the greatest country in the world, which is within living memory. Before World War II, we were the greatest country in the world. There's no question about it. We had the biggest empire.
We still are.
The biggest influence. We had the biggest... We were the greatest country in the world, and after that, since we kind of lost that status, I think there's been a bit of a self-derogatory nature about Englishmen in particular. It's a bit self-pitying. We don't like ourselves too much, but we also have a very... It's a bit like the classic artist's personality. We have massive ego combined with crippling self-doubt. We sort of love ourselves, but constantly are hating ourselves as well. And I think that's sort of when we see successful English people...
It's hard to be happy these days, though, isn't it? So if you're so slight that...
Yes!
You're
Sorry, Sainsbury's just been voted as best Christian advert.
Britain's first, and you want to get the MP in. And
Well, it's because they've sort of like hijacked anything to do with patriotism, though, isn't it? It's if you know, they're the ones that are always sticking up the English flags, the great the British, the Union Jack, well, the Union Flag, as it's meant to be called, sticking up all the poppy stuff. Like you feel slightly racist now by putting a poppy on.
Also, I just want to say, because this actually genuinely annoys me, we shouldn't be calling ourselves patriots, because it's so ironic considering the original patriots were the Americans who rebelled against us. We're nationalists. If you're proud of your country, you're a nationalist. Of course, that has terrible connotations because of the Nazis and all that lot. But if I say I'm a nationalist, that's not me saying I'm a BNP supporter. That's me saying I'm proud of being English. I'm proud of my country. I want my fellow countrymen to do well. I want us to go off and be the best international country there is. I want us to go off and give aid to countries. I want us to help other countries. I want us to be the world leader. And that's not me turning around saying, well, I hate those bloody foreign bastards and all the other people who aren't white. That's not me saying that stuff, but it does, I agree with you, it holds that connotation. If you say or make nationalist ovations these days, you get put into a very small box of you are part of the problem.
Well, I'm neither patriotic or nationalistic or whatever then.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose your views on England have kind of covered that.
They managed to be born on the same
lump of land that I did. I personally don't buy it any chance, because, I mean, no one else was going to have you. No man in Africa was going to have the sperm and the egg that was going to combine to make a Richard Hudson. But no, I do buy that point. But no, I do think it's natural to be nationalistic. If you check out any BBC News comments section, it just instantly degrades into everyone from just about everywhere going on about their own country. Instantly. It's still a big thing. I don't feel people should be ashamed about that if they are proud of their country, if they are proud of their fellow people, and if they're proud of their cultures and their values. I don't think people should be ashamed of that. I think it all combines all these little things that we just do not like our own sportsmen. And I do think that's a real shame, because how can we ever hope to be the best football team in the world, the best boxing nation in the world, the best F1, you know, with the best F1 drivers? How can we ever really hope to have that if the people cannot get behind their sportsmen, their athletes, their people? I just don't think it's realistic to have that expectation combined with us hating them.
I disagree. I think it's more the sportsman making himself dislike. Well, I think Hamilton as well. I think it's the sportsman. I think in football it's different. I think the football is more because of tribalism within the sport. Like, I don't think any United fan will have any respect for, say, a Liverpool player or whatever. But I think in other sports, I think some of the examples you give, I think they make themselves more dislikable by their personality.
But do other athletes from other countries not do the exact same thing?
No, because we don't hear about what goes on, you know, what...
What's the French reaction to, like, some of their players, like, you know, like Scarface and...
Well, I think there's also the same situation where you have it in Italian football with the corruption and things. I think on the continent they're a little bit more accepting of what we would call lesser moral values than we are. That's not me saying people on the continent have lesser moral values. That's me saying, in Italy, for instance, it's just seen as being part and parcel of the game. That sort of shit going on. In France, they're a bit more acceptable when it comes to things of, well, you know... When it comes to sex, they're a bit more acceptable about that stuff.
Well, like Benzema, he's been... he was tried over having sex with an underage prostitute.
Now he's blackmailing someone with a sex.
And now he's been embroiled in the blackmailing of a fellow player. You know, surely the French press and public have come down on him.
They do go after him, but I think the difference is when push comes to shove, when it actually comes to going off, you know, going to a tournament and supporting these players, they do get behind them. And especially at the moment, I will say in terms of like the Benzema thing, because of what France has very recently suffered, it's galvanised as a nation, and it's going to be very hard to kind of break that up, even from like a sporting perspective.
Yeah, but you galvanise a nation due to a terrorist attack, but you don't all like them lump him behind a pedo blackmailer.
Well, you never know. It is the French. I will say that. Okay, I think we've covered that one pretty resoundingly. I'd say most people are agreeing with each other here, whilst also having different views. That's quite good for once. We never normally do that. Okay, but we will move on to our game. Anthony.
Wait, can I do the theme tune?
Oh.
Have you got it? Oh, yeah, go on then, go ahead.
Wait, what is it again?
Let's not do the theme tune.
Strictly Come Dancing. We'll create our own. Write the theme tune.
Well, can Nick excel himself in his own stupidity, he takes it a notch higher.
Oh, and he was calling English fans earlier
because
stupid.
Of my dashing good looks.
All right, well, let's play. We're playing Family Fortunes this week. I don't know if you'd get.
Not Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, let's not try and think of it anymore. I've slightly changed it for the podcast to make the game flow a little better. I've just randomly drawn the teams. There's going to be two families in this game.
Oh, please,
Nick and Richard.
Yeah! Get in there.
Is Elon Musk stupid?
The baby hero nation.
Well, can we do the thing where we get to introduce ourselves?
our team will be the Mighty Elves, Lees and Lapin.
Can we be called the Wild Ducks?
No. And then you can tell me your family names. basically, I've got 100 answers to various questions. Each answer has to have at least three people say it to qualify. So I'll ask a team to name their to try and answer the question, getting the same things as the survey. If they get all of the answers, they win. If they don't get more, the other team then has a chance to steal all the points that they've gained. So the first five rounds were played in pairs, and then the winning pair will qualify to the final. So, Nick and Richard, this is to see if you play first or second. What is the average attendance of the Premier League this season? Whoever gets closest to the right answer gets to go first.
Here, I'll let you do this. So,
would you say 37,000?
All right, Chris, Shane, what do you think it is?
Did you just say higher or lower?
I would go with 35,000. No, I'm probably wrong. Chris, you guess.
No, too late.
I was thinking 35-ish.
Okay, we'll go with 35 then. 35,000.
By 115, Nick and Richard are closer. 6,150.
Right. I was going to go with 36,000, but I just thought, no, it's too close to what they've
Hero,
said.
This is a good start. Hero, I think
that's a good go there.
Hero, so, we're off to a good start, mate. I think we're going to win this. This could be our year.
So I'll ask the question. I'll come to you first, Richard. You can keep giving answers until you get one wrong, and then Nick has the chance to try and get the rest of the answers. So that's 100. We're taking top six answers. Ask 100 people which side will win next World Cup. Nick, you're not allowed to say anything. Just Richard. Which side will win next World Cup? Six top
Germany.
Answers. Yep, 38 people said it. Keep going.
I'll go next for Argentina.
Yep, that was the next. That's second, 18.
Psst, say Ghana. Ghana will be right.
No comparing.
I'm talking.
How many are there?
There's top six answers I got. And you've got Germany and Argentina so far.
I'll take a punt on Brazil.
Yes, 11 people said it.
So we've got three more to go. Who did you ask?
I asked an online group, so you'll be asking
English people then.
I put it on forums. Yeah, it went on forums.
I'll go France.
No, you're wrong. So you're out. Nick, you have there's three more to get. You see what you can get.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, when you get it wrong, Shane and Chris will have the chance to steal all the money, all the points.
Right. Okay. Let's think about this logically. Well, France was quite a good answer, though. I suppose. There's so many Prats out there that I reckon
stop insulting our viewers.
Pratt must have said England. England.
No, England's not on the list.
Ooh, right, hero.
Shane and Chris, if you can get one of the final three, you steal all the points which have been gained.
Can I go?
So
you can Spain or wrestling, maybe?
I'm going to go Spain, definitely. People have said Spain. Let's go Spain.
Is that your final answer?
Spain. Yep.
Correct. That's the top 17 points. So you steal all the points and win round one.
Sit down over there.
The other answers. Do you want to guess the other answers?
I'm not taking any. Colombia.
Italy.
Colombia.
Italy, Uruguay.
Italy.
Colombia.
Chile.
Chile.
People said Chile. Yeah, what the Chile, fuck are they on?
Surprised me.
People said Italy.
Three votes.
I'd say Italy.
Yeah. Six people said Italy. Three people said Chile. I think one said France and one said England, but they're not. They didn't qualify. They didn't get enough.
Yeah, I need some right. to say England.
We'll move to round two. I thought this one. Right, round two. It's your first. Name an iconic European stadium. No conferring.
Is this me and Chris?
Yeah, you and Chris. Chris to play first, and then I'll come to you, Shane.
Okay. I go. Bernabeu.
Yep, that got 16. That's
New Camp.
Top five answers, by the way.
New Camp. To...
Yep, top answer. 36 people said it.
San Siro.
Yeah, that's second. We've got the bottom two answers to get.
I don't think what Munich scored. What's the good? The ads.
I know what it is. You fuck.
Azir. I can't pronounce it. Azir.
The Allianz Arena, the Bayern Munich Stadium.
Bayern Munich. Yeah.
No, that's not on the list.
What a bunch of fucking.
So else. You are out. Shane.
I wouldn't say that was iconic.
There's two more to get. There's two more you can get, and yeah. You need to get them both to prevent Richard and Nick having the opportunity to steal.
Right now, me and Hero should be conferring.
I'm torn between two.
After Shane's had
but
it.
But I want to say Old Trafford.
Yeah, that's correct. 10 people said it.
Can Premier League.
Final answer, the fourth most popular answer.
Oh, God. I'm gonna go with the other English one because it's the home of football, Wembley.
Yes, 11 said it. That's correct. So
sit down over there.
Hero, you completely
wrecked. Yeah, I wouldn't say that was the current one either.
Hero's well, there was a few.
I'd Anfield over Wembley.
The me and Chris dream team. The mighty elves.
Are we out?
No, there's still more to go. Right, round three. Richard and Nick to. Just to warn you, we'll come to that one later. Just to warn you, don't necessarily consider correct as the best possible answer. You know what I mean? There's a few funny answers on here, which a lot of people said, so I have included them. We'll come to that one later. Right, okay, so Nick to play first this time, because Richard did last time.
Yep.
Right, Nick, name a player who has a reputation for diving.
Ooh, I'm going to go for...
Is it current or...
Is it current or former?
I can't clarify because this is literally the question I've asked the people, so...
I'll go for someone who does it on a weekly basis. I'll go for Ashley Young.
Yep, top people said it.
Right, okay, Ashley Young.
There's eight to get.
Well, I know someone who used to do it a lot was Didier Drogba.
Yeah, fourth top answer.
That's two. Two out of what?
There's eight to get in this round.
How come we always get the ones with loads in?
Hang on, your first one only had six. I've balanced it
we've
to make
six
it
and
fair.
Eight. Hey,
I think we're being. I think we're being completely stitched up here.
Their second one's going to have eight as well.
Right, Drogba, Young. Who else? Does Diego Costa dive? Well, I know Sonny did in the championship, but I can't imagine many people said him. yeah, we'll go for Diego Costa. Oh, fuck it.
Right, this is your opportunity to shine. There's six answers left to go.
Come on, hero, you can do it. You can do it.
Ronaldo.
Yes. Fourth top. Fifth top, sorry. 8%.
Suarez.
Yeah, second.
I knew that one was
what about him?
Bale.
Yeah, he was third.
Come on here.
People. So there's three left, the bottom three on my list.
This is like watching a game of Mario Kart. My God, what is the color?
Three more.
Hazard?
No,
No.
Chance to steal. You may confer and can't
okay.
Be
I want to say Arjen Robben. That's yeah. What I want to go
oh,
for, Chris.
Fuck.
Oh, good call.
Should we go for that one?
Yeah.
We're going to go Arjen Robben.
For the steal, you've got it. Arjen
oh,
Robben.
This is an this is just an assassination.
We've had our pants pulled down here.
You want the last two on my list?
So we're off.
Yeah, you can tell us. I don't want to guess.
We've been booted off.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Yaya Toure, is he?
Yaya Toure didn't. Jurgen Klinsmann, and this is the shocking one, Steven Gerrard, five people said.
Yeah, he was a right diver.
Yeah, that's not too surprising.
Oh, yeah, I remember actually... Yeah, I
would have gone with Fabregas and Januzaj as the last two.
Januzaj? Who the fuck? Oh, yeah. Hey, what's he up to these days?
Dortmund.
He plays for Dortmund. Anyway, let's move on. Got a more difficult one there. Top eight answers.
Are we out?
No, we've got five rounds. First round's five rounds.
Hero, we better win this.
Right. Shane's play first, I think it is.
Yep.
Right. Question is, name an error-prone Premier League defender. Shane's play.
Oh, this is easy.
What? You mean like people who just constantly make mistakes?
Eight. top eight answers. Name an error.
That's actually
can't
quite difficult.
The question.
I
can't.
Okay, I'm going to go with the first one. I'm going to say Phil Jones.
Yes, eight people said it.
Okay, right. That's one of the low ones, and that was my top one.
it was second bottom on my list.
Is this all defenders, like not just centre backs?
I can't clarify. It says name an error prone Premier League defender. That's the question.
You
I can't.
Massive bastard. Right, I'm going to take a risk and say Branislav Ivanovic.
Yeah, he's on the list. He got eight people as well.
That's so harsh because it's only been this season.
You said it.
Yeah, I know. It's just because I was thinking of this season.
Well, I'm not clarifying.
I can't really think of any.
You've not got the top answers yet. Top four.
Martin Demichelis.
No, you're not right.
Yeah.
Chris, there's another six answers to get on my list.
We aren't getting this one.
Alan Hutton? It's a bit rubbish this year.
Yes, second on the list.
Damn, I would not have thought of that.
Here is my hand. Tip me over and pull me down.
Coloccini?
Yeah, 10 people said it. Got four more to get, including the top answer's not been revealed yet.
Come on, Chris.
Also, the more you get, the harder it'll be for Rich and Nick to get if you've got what.
Hero, there's one that hasn't been said yet, buddy. I know what it is.
I've got one I'm thinking of.
Trust me, buddy.
We might be probably thinking of the same one.
That'd be funny.
Thinking of anything. Julian Lescott?
No, you're not right. So, Richard and Nick for the chance to stay.
You can confer, guys.
No, it's over. You can confer.
No,
yeah,
Richard,
that's it.
Talking to
Hello?
Hello?
Nick?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said Lovren.
I was thinking Richard Dunn because he scored shitloads of own goals. It has to be Richard Dunn. The amount, if the people have any sense, they'll choose Richard Dunn. He's like the leading all-time own goal scorer, isn't he?
Go with him if you want.
He's quite obscure.
I just think that everybody sort of thinks this season that Lovren's an absolute calamity.
Well, if I get it wrong, what will you do? Will you hurt me?
Oh, well.
There's quite a lot of distance. You're pretty safe.
What do you reckon? I reckon we should just go for it.
You pick.
Fuck it. Mr. Anthony, may we please have Dejan Lovren.
You're right. It's up
yes!
Dejan
Lovren. Here right now.
If you'd have said Richard Dunn, you would have been wrong.
Whoa.
He wasn't on the list. He didn't make the list.
I was so hoping you'd say Dunn. People have such short memories in football.
I think one person said him, but then retracted it when they said he's not currently playing in the Premier League and changed their answer to something else.
Yeah, right now we're hugging and jumping at the same time.
The other answers on this list were Younes Kaboul, Quinn Mangala, and Laurent Koscielny for some odd reason.
I was thinking those two as well, but I was thinking, no, people won't save them. They're actually pretty good.
Jonas Kabul's a bit of a liability.
I think Mangala. I was surprised no one said Mangala.
Yeah,
right.
Mangala.
Fuck.
this ties in with the next round quite nicely. So it's Nick and Richard to play first, and Richard to guess first.
We have to win this.
So, you could win overall if you win this round. Yeah, if you get them all, you'd win. I think the round. I'll add up the points in a minute. Question is, Richard, to answer first, who will become the next FIFA president? You know, conferring. Richard, to play first.
The one with the funny name, Tokyo Sex Whale.
Yep, set by four people.
Wait, this is really easy. There's only like six candidates.
There's eight correct answers. Well, eight answers people gave.
There's only like eight candidates.
Yeah.
So it's been able to name the candidates.
I asked the question, who will become the next FIFA president? There's eight answers, that's all I can say.
Oh, fuck me.
So he's picked the ones that are in it and then just two random feckers.
Well,
Al Hussein.
I asked the question. People say all sorts. Sorry.
Prince Ali.
Yeah, top answer.
Infantino.
Yeah, he's on the list. Seven votes.
Champagne.
Yep, champagne. 11 people said him. Your own champagne.
This is a travesty.
Khalifa.
Who?
Al Khalifa.
I just need to double check something.
Yeah, he's right. That Sheikh Salman sure being Ibrahim Al Khalifa. That's right.
You haven't said the most obvious bloke.
That's fine. I've written down Sheikh Salman. Yeah, that's fine. Yep, correct. Four
and
people said him.
I'll say that people will still pick this Platini.
There's two more.
I'm saying people will still go with Blatter.
Yeah, he was the second top answer. There's one more to get that people said.
There's nobody left that's in the running, though, is there now?
Yes,
there is. So it's just going to be a stab. So I'm going to go with Figo.
You got a full house.
He's not even standing. He can't possibly win. It's Musa Baliti, you fuck nuts. That was the worst ending of a question possible because there was only so many it could have been. We've been fucking robbed, Chris. That's like saying name.
The point isn't right. The answer's 6 people said that Luis Figo will become the next FIFA president. So
I'm feeling robbed. If we did lose, did we lose? Yeah,
that's all I can say. I'm just.
I think that I deserve a round of applause on that. Never mind the travesty.
Well, I've gone on about it enough in the fucking podcast. I don't know if you'd know.
Have we not gotten to a question?
I've led you. There's been 5 questions this round. I've led you on quite nicely to the next debate, and I will tot up the scores whilst you guys talk about FIFA, which I've led you on to quite nicely.
Well, you've just made me angry about FIFA, but all right. Okay. There's 3 major bits of FIFA news that have come out. The first one, I want to cover this one quite quickly, is there's been 2 new arrests in Zurich, and there has been 16 more indictments, which are essentially arrests to happen. So the Americans are certainly stepping up their efforts, and I think that's a very good thing. There's not a whole lot more to say about that, but the most major one is the current Brazilian president has been included on that list, which I think is Marco Polo Del Ferro, I think I want to say his name is. I can't quite remember. Let me just check that. Yeah, Marco Polo Del Nero, he's been added. But the other 2 major bits of news is first that FIFA has posted a massive loss for the year of $67 million, which is by and large made up of a loss of sponsorship money, the fact that it's not a World Cup year or any major competition years, and the fact that they have had to have massive legal bills because of all the crisis they're going through, and that essentially the lawyers are the only people left running FIFA. So, but the final bit of news is that the FIFA Executive Committee is proposing that they want the World Cup to be expanded to 40 teams. So it's already at 32, and they want it to be 40 teams, so it's an 8-team expansion. And if I will say this, if they are considering doing this now, every single time there has been a World Cup expansion proposed before, it has gone and happened. So if they're saying they want it to be 40 teams,
where would the extra 8 teams come from?
Well, this is the big thing, because there's one of 3 things which has motivated this decision. The first one is football, in the sense they just want there to be more football teams, more football games, more people involved in football.
Well, football doesn't necessarily mean better quality.
Well, no, it doesn't necessarily mean, but it will be more people involved. There'll be more countries, more football. Going to it. But yeah, so that's the first one. I would say that's probably the least likely. The second one is money. Now, this is the one I'm putting my cards on to say I think this is what it is. Now, because they will have more teams, there'll be more TV revenue, and there'll be more tickets they can sell. Because there's more teams, there'll be more countries involved, which will mean more sponsorships they can do in these countries. If someone like Thailand or Malaysia or Indonesia got involved in the World Cup, that's several hundred million people now going there, and those are massive countries. So I'm personally saying it's a money decision, and I think the fact that this has all come out around the exact same time they've just posted this £67 million loss, I think that says a lot. But the other option, and this was an option Anthony spoke to me about earlier, is it a political decision? Is someone in the political position trying to buy votes? And this has happened before. When FIFA expanded from 24 teams to 32 in 1998, that was essentially Sepp Blatter paving the way for him to become president after Joao Havelange resigned and then got completely screwed by the courts. So that they've done that before. I don't think personally this is a political decision simply because the Americans are breathing down so heavily on FIFA, and I don't think anyone will be that open in doing it. But there's a way we'll know if this is a political decision. And the main way is, as Richard said, it depends on who gets the new spots. There's 8 spots. And I think
I couldn't see Europe getting any more because they've already got 16 teams there.
They've got 13.
13.
Yeah. And for me, if they were going to be doing this reasonably, based on football reasons, based on money reasons, they'd do 2 teams from Europe, 2 teams from Asia, 2 teams from Africa, 1 team from South America, and 1 team from North America and the Caribbean. And the reason they do that is simply because of the sizes of the organisations. UEFA has, I think, 53 members, and they've already got 13 people there, so they can't really have more than 2. Asia has, I want to say, 54. So again, it would be reasonable for them to get another 2. They've only got 4 people at the World Cup.
Would that mean that like half of South America get through them?
But they've already got 5 people. On the second, I did make a note of this. South America gets 6 people out of 10 already going. And the reason I said they were only going to get 1, despite the fact that I think they're the second biggest football continent in the world, is because otherwise, there's just too many teams going through there. And CONCACAF, now this is the big one. CONCACAF currently have 4 people there, and this is North America and the Caribbean. If they get more than 1 position, and pay attention now, if they get more than 1 place for this next 2026 World Cup, that's how you know it's corruption. That's how you know it's a political decision. because there is no way they can justify giving that continent more than one spot. And if they have, it's mainly because the two frontrunners, Tokyo Sex Whale and Sheikh Salman Ibrahim Al Khalifa, they have their own places secured. They don't need to appeal to Asia. They don't need to appeal to Africa. They've already got them. CONCACAF is going to be the kingmaker. Whoever they side with is more likely to win. And so if we find out that they get more than one spot, that will be them essentially declaring this was a political decision.
It's not illegal to do a political decision.
It won't be, but the thing is, when these decisions happened, and they have happened in the past, there's normally quite a lot of dirty dealing going on behind the scenes, especially when it comes to ticket sales and that sort of thing. That's how we'll know. But so if that happens, that's something else. And one of the things that will come out of this is FIFA is, you know, saying it's going to be a new transparent organisation. They've done this all behind the scenes. And the way we'll know if this is a transparent organisation is if they actually tell us who made this proposal and what they want this proposal to do, and seriously what they want it to do. Because if it was one of Sheikh Salman or one of Tokyo Sex Whale, then we know they're trying to secure votes for themselves. I don't think they'd be that open. I think they'd go for a third party, and you can obviously backtrace that to who they have loyalty to. So I don't personally think this is a political decision, because I think it's too soon after everything else has happened, and because mostly the people in the executive committee who are making this decision are not standing for election right now. But I think this is a money decision. I think the fact it's come out at the same time that they've posted a £67 million loss, I think they're planning ahead and trying to say, we're going to balance this down the line. I think this is a money decision, but it could be a political decision, and the way we've got to look out for it is who gets what spots. If they're being rational, it's 2 to UEFA, 2 to Africa, 2 to Asia, 1 to North America and the Caribbean, and 1 to South America. If it doesn't work out like that, then something dodgy's gone on. So I think can pretty roundly cover it. But for people who say this is, you know, a bad thing, I think everyone, when they're talking about FIFA now, it's just assumed to be a bad thing. This wouldn't be that much of an impact on the World Cups. It would be one extra team in each group stage.
Groups of five rather than 10 groups of four. So he's at when they have to.
It would probably end up being
England get an extra game before they go home.
it would probably be 8 groups of five rather than 10 groups of four.
I don't mind if it looks like that. But cool.
So yeah, I think that's realistically the only way we'll do it. And that isn't that much of an impact. And it would be an opportunity to see some new teams we're not used to seeing. You know, we'd maybe see Jamaica make it to the World Cup or a team like that. That would be quite good. We'd see
Scotland might even get there.
Yeah, we'd see two more teams from Europe, and there are a lot of good European teams who don't always make it. We'd see another team from South America. So I think it wouldn't necessarily be a bad decision in of itself, but it's how they do it, it's how transparently they are about it, and what motivated them to make this decision that I think dictates it.
In order to have the best teams at the World Cup, we need more European teams. I think the European nations are far stronger. If you think about some of the teams who have qualified for the Euros, who've got no chance of qualifying for a World Cup, I think the Europeans should have a lot more spots. If you talk back from a purely footballing point of view.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you. But on the other hand, I do think we already have 13 spots. We have twice as many as the next highest amount, which is Commonwealth, the South Americans. And Commonwealth obviously can't have any more because they've got 10 teams. If they have more than, you know, 7 or 8 teams going, it's just ridiculous.
That's 60% of their nations get a World Cup spot. Could you not argue 60% of European nations deserve a World Cup spot? So out of what, 50 odd nations, that's what, about 30? Well, that's too much, obviously.
Yeah, that's a gigantic World Cup.
No, but maybe, I don't know, half of them should be European, I'd say, if you're going to have a 40 team World Cup.
You're probably looking at like the 16th best European nation is a match for the best CONCACAF.
Yeah, that's my argument, yeah.
Well, no, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but it is a World Cup. It's not a European Cup, it's a World Cup. It's got to have teams from all around the world. And if we do it purely based on who are the best teams, which I know people are going to say, yes, we should be doing that, it is just going to be UEFA v South America. And I know that's how it always turns out, but you can't not include the African teams. You can't not include the Asian teams. You can't not include the North American
Australia,
teams.
Australia got a spot, would you?
I'll put it this way. Nobody would have bet on Costa Rica doing as well as they did before. They earned that spot. They deserved it. And if we were to go and put more European teams in, that would mean reducing the amount of teams North America has, which is 5. But they earned that spot. They showed they were good enough. I think I think it's just a matter of it being a World Cup. And the fact that they have to have countries from all around the world. They can't have one country from an entire continent. I don't think that's actually reasonable. And as much as I do think FIFA needs to be more European-centric and more South American-centric...
With Australasia, sometimes don't have any.
Well, Oceania, and that's because the only one they have is New Zealand. Australia has moved to Asia. They decided Oceania wasn't competitive enough. But no, they only get... Oceania, I think they only get either one or none.
They get a playoff spot.
As much as they
could do that is give Oceania back some then. Instead of having to go into a playoff against the best.
I imagine that they might end up giving them one. But like I said, I don't think it's necessarily that bad a decision. And whilst I do agree technically that UEFA should have more because it is the best footballing continent in the world, I don't think there's any question about that. It is a World Cup at the end of the day. This has to, part of the allure of this is that it's teams from all over the world, it's fans from all over the world all coming to one space. If you take that away, I kind of think it's going to lose a bit of its purpose. The World Cup has always been about this. Ever since it started, it's always had that element.
And the World Cup's amazing, man.
So, yeah, I wouldn't want to lose the culture of the World Cup. Because even though you've got all the crap with FIFA and all that lot, the World Cup, in terms of the actual event, it stayed kind of pure in a way that it's all about the footballing culture, the fans and all that lot. So I would worry, if it was made more European-centric, I'd worry a bit more about losing that.
Yeah.
Does anybody not want to see it turn to a 40-team World Cup?
No, it'll be a stupid idea. Because I think getting to the World Cup should be an absolute honour.
Well, yeah,
the first World Cup didn't have any nation apart from South Americans, Europeans, and North Americans.
It wasn't the first World Cup in the 1930s.
1930, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty long time ago. The world's changed quite a lot in 70-odd years.
You're just about your point about it was always about every nation, all the different nations.
Yeah, that's the way it's grown. That's the way it's progressed into becoming an amazing tournament that it is. It started off with those principles. It didn't necessarily stick to them, but it's the principles of it.
No, it started off with pretty much the best teams around at the time. Because we had a bit of a hissy fit for a while.
We did have a bit of a hissy fit. That was mainly because of South Africa. Fuck you, South Africa. But yeah, no, I personally think I wouldn't be against the expansion because I don't think it actually makes that much of a difference. It's how it's all happened. That's the thing that worries me. Because I think if they don't make it more transparent, it's shown FIFA has no intention of changing how it works. It has no intention of becoming better. And if it was a political decision, then we're just seeing more of the exact same shit we've been used to with FIFA. If it's a money decision, I can't condemn that. Because obviously they're going to try and make money. Why wouldn't they? But I don't think the actual decision itself is too major. If it happens, I'll be fine with it. If it doesn't happen, I'll be fine with it. I'll put it that way. It's no big deal. But we will move on to the second round of a quiz.
Looking forward to it. So, the first thing I've got to reveal is the winning team. Nick and Richard scored 145 points. Mm. Shane and Chris scored 200
points. Sit down, it was a whitewash.
So now Shane and Chris hero. Each other.
Oh.
I also counted up, overall, Chris scored more points. So, Chris,
I'd like to step down from my team.
You have no team.
My team is out.
Right, so it's Shane against Chris. Basically, the structure of this final round is you will take it in turns trying to guess all the names on the list. You get three goes each, taking it in turns, and I'll alternate who plays first in each round.
Okay.
So, Chris to play first. The question is, name a player who should be on the Ballon d'Or shortlist but isn't.
Not the final three, like the list.
Yeah, the final. Yeah, I'll clarify that. Yeah. The final three, yeah. Name a player who should be in the final three.
Suarez.
Top answer. So you can keep going until you get an incorrect answer.
I thought we were alternating. Sorry.
No, you can keep answering until it's wrong, and then Shane gets the chance to see if he can get any, and so on.
Okay, Lewandowski?
Yep, four people said Lewandowski.
Bale?
Sorry?
Bale?
Yep, said by seven people, Gareth Bale.
Why?
Yeah, I was going to say, seven people are fucking idiots.
That's my three answers.
No, you can keep going until you're wrong.
Oh, I thought you said...
No. It's up to three lives each, depending on how...
Sorry.
If you sweep the board, you sweep the board. Shane will have the opportunity to do it in the same.
How many answers are there?
Top seven answers I'm looking for, and you've got three.
David Beckham.
Sorry?
David Beckham.
It cut off. David Beckham, I heard.
David De Gea, I think
you
said.
David De Gea.
Oh, sorry, De Gea, yes. Yeah, he's on there, four people. Sorry.
I do apologise, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Muller?
Yep, 12 people said Muller.
Iniesta?
No. So we go over to Shane. There's two answers left to get. You get some points in this round.
Shit. There's two I'm torn between.
Name a player who should be on the ballon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Manuel Neuer.
Your shortlist, but isn't.
No, I'm too that pick.
Manuel Neuer.
No.
No.
No, he didn't make my top seven.
People put David De Gea, but not are you. I suppose they put fucking Bale, didn't they?
Right, Chris, you got another chance to try and get the last two answers.
Oh, we're going back.
So, yeah, sorry, you get three goes each. And then, we'll move on.
Hazard?
Nope. No. Shane?
Paul Pogba?
No.
Fuck right, me.
Right, last chance then, Chris. Last chance for this round, and then we'll move on.
I can't think of his name, but... Jay Rodriguez.
No. Right, Shane, and then
Kevin De Bruyne.
No.
Oh, Kevin De Bruyne.
Who was it?
Right, Zlatan Ibrahimovic got three votes.
Oh, for...
And the final answer, which was second top, Jamie Vardy.
Are you kidding me?
I said this question, but I said I would like you. People said Jamie Vardy.
Was that Nick just voting lots of times?
Jamie Vardy's having a party. Bring your vodka.
He is having a party, and he's second our Ballon d'Or list.
That is a disgrace. Who got the points? Chris, didn't he?
Sorry?
Who got points?
Yeah, Chris is on 80, Shane's on nothing.
Brilliant.
At the moment. But, Shane, you get to play first, so you've got a big advantage in this next round.
Oh, this round's going to be like horrible, isn't it?
So, I took top six answers.
Six answers.
Name a football magazine.
Oh, 442.
Top answer, 41 points.
I saw Mickey since.
Oh, what's it called, you fuck?
I don't think that's the name of it.
No, it's not called that. Match of the day, match of the day, match of the day, do you want, don't they?
That's a bit of a clue
it's worth
there.
Nine, but Nick, can you not?
I was just thinking that anyway, don't worry, I didn't completely steal that.
All right, well, that's 9 points, so you're on 50 at the moment.
I thought I had my phone on mute.
No, you just had it on idiot.
There is one I've got in my head that I just cannot absolutely think of.
There's four more to get in this round.
World Soccer, that's one, isn't it? That's quite a big one.
Yes, seven people said that. I've never heard of that one before this.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, three more to get.
Total Football, isn't that one?
No, it's not in my list. Ooh. Right, Chris, you've got the chance to...
Shoot?
Yeah, 12 people said it. Third at top answer. There's still the second answer and the bottom answer to get. That one's been said.
The Panini sticker book?
No. Right, Shane, two more to get. Can you get any of them?
90 minutes?
Nope.
90 minutes.
Chris?
I don't buy football magazines.
I used to. My brother does. I'm trying to think of the ones on his floor.
I tried to make it feel like it was the old school Family Fortunes. I could have asked for a football website or something, but...
Smackata?
No. There's two more.
Shane, last chance to get one.
Kick.
No, you're not right. So, Chris, last chance, and then we'll move on.
Okay. Match.
Yeah, 23 people said match.
Oh, I thought it was match. I thought match and match today were the same thing.
Two different things.
I swear they're the same thing.
No, they aren't. They're different.
Oh, fuck me.
Match is more like a kid's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I said Smack Attack, that's the one I was thinking of. I couldn't think of what it's called.
There's one more to get.
Smack Attack, yeah. Isn't that something that goes on council
days? The card is the new cards they collect.
Okay. Yeah, so what was the last one then?
Goal.
Oh.
That was the one I was. Oh my god, that was the one that was in my head.
Right.
I hate life. Yeah. I hate life. And everyone that's like the biggest retard moment I've just had.
We'll move on. Right, it's Chris to play first.
Okay.
I asked 100 people, who is the best player in the Football League?
God, what's the football? Chris Martin.
No. He didn't make my list. Top 8 answers, by the way. Right, Shane.
Oh, shit.
Some ground here.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to... Who is the fucking top scorer? I don't even know at the moment. He's a young player, so I'm going to go Will Hughes. There's enough people play Football Manager out there.
Will Hughes didn't make my list, no. He's been injured all season.
I just thought there'd be enough people who played Football Manager and just linked that in.
He didn't make my top 8. Chris?
Darryl Murphy.
No. This isn't going well at all. Right, Shane. Come on, please get at least one of these. Someone.
I'm glad I'm not playing this round.
I'm having an absolute shocker here, aren't I? I was about to say Nathan fucking Redmond, but Jesus, how wrong would that have been?
Gotta be one. I'm not saying anything.
Shut up. Charlie Austin.
Top answer, 28 people.
How was I being such a retard there?
Can you get any more? Try and get some more points on the board to catch up.
Ipswich one, Darryl Murphy.
I just said him.
Did you?
Yeah, you just said Darryl Murphy.
Oh.
I'll give you another opportunity, though.
Yeah, I was being a bit of a speng there, wasn't I? Andre Gray.
No.
He is the top scorer, isn't he?
I think he
Who
is.
Who did you ask?
100 people in my survey.
These people put Bale and Vardy on a fucking shortlist ahead of Neuer.
Anyway, Chris.
I'm feeling
Ross
robbed.
Ross McCormick?
Sorry?
Ross McCormick?
Yeah, 3 people said him.
He's shit, though.
Ross McCormack over 100.
It's the transfer fee, but yeah. You get any more?
Bobby Zamora?
Bobby Zamora.
No, he's not on the list, unfortunately. Right, Shane, you got one more chance to try and get
Bobby
some.
Bobby Moore should be on there, and so should Barham Kyle.
Jordan Rhodes.
Bruno should be on there.
Jordan Rhodes, 9 people said him, you're right.
Is it in the whole of the Football League? Or just...
Do I get to keep going?
Yeah, you can keep going until you get an incorrect answer, and then...
No, but Bruno.
Nick Blackman.
No. Who did I ask?
Is it the whole of the Football League? Or
The Football League was the question. Who's the best player in the Football League?
Is Joe Cole on it?
No.
We have had an absolute mare, and I actually know something about Championship football.
Next question.
Yeah, no, who was on the list?
Yeah, I'm just going to reveal that first. Second place, Moussa Dembele, with 15,
who's been
linked with Man United, the young Fulham striker.
Yeah,
we've got Stuart Downing, Abel Hernandez, the whole striker. George Thorne, the other Derby midfielder, who's played really well with Hughes out. And finally, Benik Afobe.
That is a shit list.
Right, I asked the people and that's what they said.
People are idiots. I agree with Nick.
sorry,
listeners.
Too many limes. Too many limes.
Play first.
Oh, good.
I know you're going to ask for clarification on this question, but I can't provide it.
Brilliant.
As it won't be fair.
I love deliberately vague questions, Anthony. Give it to me.
Which Premier League side has the worst support? And I can't. I'm not going to clarify that.
You like phased out in that question. Can you repeat it?
Which Premier League side has the worst support? And I can't clarify anything.
Oh yeah, well, I would want you to bloody clarify that because that is vague as shit.
I asked fans which Premier League side has the worst support, and
how many answers are there?
Sorry, top seven answers.
Top seven. Bournemouth.
Sorry,
Bournemouth. I'm going to put in there.
No.
They have a 10,000-seater stadium. Who did you ask?
Chris.
What idiots were asked.
Where supports should we go with Chelsea?
Top answer.
Who did you ask?
It's just ridiculous.
I've just got to think of the worst.
I was thinking just sheer numbers.
You see, that lasted two ways it could have been interpreted. And
you couldn't bloody qualify. Fuck me.
In fairness, when we asked that on the podcast... About a month ago, we all said Chelsea.
We didn't. I assumed it would be numbers. It's a survey. Right.
We're supposed to forget about that, hero.
Okay, I'm going to.
Tottenham did not seven. Shane.
I'm going to interpret two things. One's that the people who answered this are being mongs, and most of them were United supporters. So I'm going to go Liverpool.
Nine people said Liverpool.
This is a terrible poll.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. You just asked the question.
I got 100 people. I didn't say they were good people.
Okay. Arsenal fans.
Arsenal was second. 22 people said Arsenal.
I can't believe that. Villa.
Yeah, 9 people went for Villa.
Villa.
Newcastle. Villa.
Yeah, said by 5 people.
Okay. What's it going to be?
There's two more to go.
Yeah. Man City.
Yeah, said by 11 people. So there's one more answer on my list. Second bottom answer.
I'm torn between two. So I'm going to go with the one I dislike more. West Ham.
That's not on the top seven, I'm afraid. Right, Chris, this is a chance to steal.
No, I don't give you a
Sunderland.
Dick.
Sunderland?
No.
Thank God.
Afraid not. Right, Shane, last chance, and then we'll move on.
Everton?
No. Chris?
Don't think it's Ben. Did you say Newcastle?
Yeah. That's
Newcastle has been said. 5 people said Newcastle.
Southampton.
It's going to be them, isn't it?
No. The final answer was Stoke.
Stoke?
Stoke.
I give up.
I think the answers were a mix of worst supporters in as the fewest supporters and worst supporters in their supporters are idiots.
I can't believe that. Not including Bournemouth.
So we move on to a final question.
Final
question.
I got points at last. Yay.
Let's try to work out who's winning. Oh, it's all right. Right, final question. Chris to play first, I believe.
Yep.
Name an item of food or drink you might buy at the football.
Pie.
Yeah, 27 said pie.
Lager.
Second top answer. Sorry?
Lager.
Yeah, top answer. 28.
Crisps.
No, that didn't make my list. Right, Shane, chance here to get some points.
Tea.
Is there?
Tea.
No.
Beast.
Yeah, Chris.
I can't believe
chips.
Sorry?
Chips.
Yeah, 4 people said chips.
Sandwiches.
No, that didn't make the list. One person said prawn sandwich, but...
That's yeah. Bacon prawn sandwich.
Shane? There's still 2 quite popular answers you could get some points on, and another 2 small answers.
Some form of soft drink, presumably Coke.
No, that didn't make the list.
Are these people literally just turning up to football games and eating pies and drinking lager and pretending they're still in the fucking 70s? Who did you ask?
Chris, it's your personal.
Pasty.
I grouped pie and pasty together. I don't want to...
Hot dog.
Yeah, 12 people, hot dog.
Coke, fizzy drinks, I don't know.
Shane just said fizzy drinks. And
Sorry. Water?
No. Right, it's still the third top answer to get, Shane. And a couple of small answers. This is last chance, so you can talk away all you like.
Bovril. Chris...
Yeah, three people said Bovril.
I fucking love it. There we go.
Two more to get.
Coffee.
Yeah, another three people said coffee.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I've got one.
One more answer. Third top answer.
I say.
All I've got going through my mind is types of pies.
We've had pies and pasties.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Jesus.
I say.
Right, what have we had so far?
Right, we've had beers, pie, hot dog, chips, coffee, Bovril.
Burgers.
Yeah, 17 said burgers.
Slam dunk! I was just thinking about what I do when I go to a football match and it's the greasy burger van. Lots of onions.
160. Right, Shane has scored 167 points in them five rounds. Chris has scored...
Oh, he smashed me, hasn't he? That sounds dirty. It's taking longer for him to count.
Sorry, I'm just adding it up. 197. So this is our Family Fortunes champion this week. Congratulations to Chris. Congratulations to Shane, our other finalists. Commiserations to Nick and Rich, who didn't make the final, unfortunately.
Hey, we're still the dynamic duo, Chris.
Yeah, but Chris
I'm still getting man of the match for the what's it ones, though.
Yeah, I think Chris is Batman and Shane's Robin in the dynamic duo.
I'll take that. Pow and kablam. Right, okay.
I think we have a podcast title.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for joining us this week on the V2 Football Podcast. It's been a lot of fun, and...
we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Please check us out on Facebook at V2 Football. Please check us out on Twitter at V2 Football.
Can't you do the theme tune to Family Fortunes again, Nick?
Thank you for joining us. And we will see you again next week.